are giving more details on the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. At a news conference on Monday, Palm Beach State Attorney David Ehrenberg talks about the charges against Robert Kraft.
We are charging 25 individuals with soliciting another to commit prostitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
R. Kelly's attorney says the coordination of his bail payment is complicated, but he hopes to have his client released later on Monday. Kelly will be released after he pays 10% of the $1 million bond. His attorney also said that Kelly is pleading not guilty to 10 counts of aggravated sexual assault involving four victims, three of whom are minors. Americans are only saving 6% of their disposable income, the lowest level since the U.S. financial crisis of 2008. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
This is America Saves Week, as many people feel putting money aside is difficult. George Barani is director of America Saves.
By over 40% of Americans who cannot access $400 in case of an emergency without going into debt.
Those in higher income levels feel it too.
Even a quarter of those people earning over $100,000 a year feel they don't make enough to save on a regular basis.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Four tornadoes were reported in Mississippi with one person being killed. Tishomingo County, Mississippi Fire Coordinator Ricky Cummings says his area was hit hard over the weekend.
We got about nine houses with structural damage to them. One trailer that is destroyed had a tree through it. Most of the houses, shingles are off of them. We do have one house that the whole roof is gone.
Meanwhile, Tennessee has been dealing with flooding rain from that same storm. This Nashville resident says,
you can't control it. A fire you can put out, but water, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to keep coming.
The Motion Picture Association of America gave an upcoming movie about abortion an R rating, citing some disturbing images. But the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R-rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
we were hoping for it. I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent as young as 13. But they can't go see this movie without parental consent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
This is Georgine Trinkle, and we are in the studio ready to do our live broadcast, which we're also streaming, allegedly. So I have to check that out when we do our break here. But right now, everyone wants to know what's going on with the weather. And the weather is crazy. And I got blown into our studio here, 119 Main Street in Flemington. And it is very, very windy. And there's a damaging wind threat that lingers, and we're going to have to deal with this wind through about 6 p.m. tonight, but then it's going to get a little bit better, allegedly. So what we're looking at is these gusty winds up to 55 miles an hour. That's going to run us through about 5 or 6 p.m., so we're just wrapping that up. Tonight we're going to have some clear skies, but it's cold, 19 degrees. The 50 degree weather that was forecasted for yesterday that never came to be was a little sad, but we're looking at a low of 17 Tuesday night. Tuesday we have sunny skies with a high near 35. Wednesday we might have a chance of snow after 8 a.m., but mostly it's cloudy with a high near 33, so I think we're okay there. Wednesday night is our real chance of precipitation for the week, and that is after 8 p.m., and it looks like that may just be a 30% chance of precipitation, so that's not too bad. We're looking at maybe some snow on Thursday as well, but we're not expecting any accumulating snow, and there's also a chance of snow Friday morning before 8 a.m., but I think Friday is going to switch over to rain, and we have a better chance of seeing some precipitation. Not that we need any snow or rain, and the weekend isn't looking too good. Have a lot of rain on Saturday, but it says we're going to flirt with 50, so we'll see what happens there. Sunday, we have mostly sunny skies with a high near 33. That's our weather, not the weather I want to read, but it's on the screen, so we're just going to have to hang in there. I think we have about 30 days left till spring. We have some sunnier times in the morning. It gets light a little bit earlier, and it gets light, you know, when we leave the studio here, we still have lots of daylight. So those are some signs of spring. One more commercial, and then we'll be back in the studio.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back in the studio now. We're talking really with a guest I'm going to introduce in a moment, but she was on our show in the past one other time to celebrate a win recently for something she tried out for the first time. So I wanted our quote today to be a little bit about opportunities. And our quote is from Cynthia Rowley, who says this: I've taken a lot of risks through the years, but I've always followed my instincts and always explored new opportunities. The biggest reward has been having an idea and being able to make it a reality. My passions always lead the way: travel, adventure, fitness, art, and home. And I think that there's something to be said for that, because sometimes in life we are always trying to be perfect, and our quest for perfection often is an excuse to not try new things that we may not be great at, things we may fail at, things may be mediocre about. And sometimes we stick within our comfort zone because it's safe and we know what our expectations are. But there is a lot of freedom in trying new things, in managing our expectations in a way that we assert that we'll just do the best that we can. And I think that these are lessons in life that we have to learn to accept failure. And failure is part of life, and it's growing. Failure is always a growing experience, I found. So we're going to explore that a little bit and find out what happened when our Miss Northern Teen Lakes was in her last competition. So that is coming up on the show today, and I think we're streaming live, but I've been too afraid to look over there and see. Yeah, I think we are, and I think we have the right camera angles. So this probably isn't happening, so it looks like we're all together here. So now I want to introduce our guest in the studio, And I have two, one who is a little hesitant to be on camera, but we scooted her over to a chair and gave her some headsets, so I think we're good there. So why don't we introduce our first guest who has a banner on.
Hi, my name is Angelica DeSanza, and I am your current Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen.
Excellent. So our second guest in the studio, make sure I have the right mic here.
Hi, I'm a mom, Angelica DeSanza, Angelica's mother.
So thanks for joining us. We were expecting to have one other person in the studio who has been on our show before, who represents Miss Teen, I guess Miss Teen New Jersey.
Yeah, Outstanding Teen.
Yeah, yes. Okay, great. But we had, a last-minute cancellation with her. But we'll be just fine here talking about some things. So when you were on our show last, you had just finished the Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen Competition. And it was the first time you were ever in that competition, right?
Yes, it was my very first pageant. And I actually won, which was something very shocking to me. And I was just so humbled and honored to win that and to know that I could go to the state level and represent my director, Heather Latta, and also represent my platform, Generation Connection, Fostering Friendship Between Generations.
And the important thing to note, there's always a lot of controversy with pageants, beauty pageants. You're contest or your pageant was a scholarship award, correct?
Yes, it was a scholarship pageant, and it is basically the little sister of Miss America. And what I found about it was, since it was a scholarship pageant, I was looking for ways to earn scholarship money. And I found out that it is one of the largest organizations that offers young women scholarship money. So I decided to try it out. And then when I continued in the organization, I saw that it was 35% talent, 25% interview, 20% onstage question, and then 10% scholastic achievement and 10% fitness. So it really takes a lot of communication skills and stage presence to be able to do these things.
And a lot of people that are listening are probably remembering a lot of controversy about Miss pageants, especially for Miss America pageants, and how they changed the swimsuit competition. And there's a lot of people that have certain views about pageants. So I think when you were on the first time with Heather's help, we were able to understand that this, you know, was a scholarship piece and that it was a talent. And I do know what your talent was, and I'm sure my listeners would like to know as well.
So my talent is playing the harp. I played Seguidilla by Carlos Salcedo, and your talent has to be under 90 seconds, so that goes for everyone. So it was very difficult trying to find a harp, a piece, under 90 seconds, but we pulled it off, and I enjoyed it very much because it had a Spanish flair, so it was very captivating and engaging, which I loved.
Well, I don't think we have any music. I meant to find out if we could have a segment of your, if not that performance, but another performance for the harp. So maybe it's something we could get later. Mom, I'm looking at Mom because I know she'll follow up with that, and maybe we could post that, or if it's somewhere else, we can add a link to our Hot and Hunter and Facebook page. But right now, as always, we have to pay the bills around here, and I always get all these reminders. People are always checking to make sure that I'm keeping things online, and I just got my reminder that we have to do our first commercial break. But we will be back in the studio, so stay with us at Hot and Hunterdon.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back in the studio. Have all kinds of things going on over here, and none of them are ever working as usual around here. But we'll go back and try to get our Facebook live stream going, and we can also do it other ways. We always have our contingency plans over here. So right now, we are with Angelica DeSanza. Thank you. And we're talking about her competition with the Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen, of which that was a 2018 competition, I believe?
2019.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that competition and what that was like. How long did you prepare for it? Was it how long is the pageant itself?
So I started preparing for it right away once I won the title of Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen. And it was just a lot of preparation in different areas and the aspects of the competition. And this was my very first time going to states, so I did not know what to expect at all. But the state director, Susan Nicole, she put on a full-blown production, and it looked very professional. And there were so many things happening throughout the day because the pageant lasts one full day, and there was quick changes, rehearsals, and so many things you have to worry about and get ready for, but it all comes together. And then I was so excited when I was called in the top three because I knew that I felt so humbled and honored and that I could make my director proud and the title of Northern Lakes proud, because I know in South Jersey there are a lot of competitions down there for the pageants and the programs, whereas in the North there is only two competitions. And so I would love to bring the unity and the closeness of those competitions with the girls in South Jersey to North Jersey and Central Jersey, and that would be something I would love to do.
And right now, is there a reason why they're not so all spread or widespread?
I think it has to do with, actually, I was talking about this, and it's a lot of, it's with the directors. There's a lot of people, they dedicate their lives, and this is all volunteer work. And there are a lot of people down south who make it like a community, like a family thing, and they do it maybe with their mother or their sister. And it's just become a family down there, whereas the north, it's just so thinly spread, and not a lot of people do it, so that it doesn't have that family environment that keeps adding someone. And I know it's intimidating going into a pageant for the first time. You don't know what to expect, but it is something that it is very rewarding. And if anyone wanted to ever start an organization or a competition up in the north, they could always contact my director, because she's only been doing it 3 years and she has done an amazing job. And she actually does it with her alongside of her mom. So that is something that I find very fascinating.
First time moms knowing what to do to get through it,
almost like an orientation, so you can be right, organized through the process and be prepared if there's things that take time to order or to do appointments.
And just I thought, gee, if there's any other moms out there that would be interested, or they want to see their daughter just grow their communication skills, because that's one thing that just automatically happens. I almost think there should be a little manual on it for the moms and the daughters going through it the first time, because it is fuzzy, but once you go through it, you can look back and see the rewards and see how she's grown in less than a year.
All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do a little music. We're going to try to get our Facebook Live streamed up for our Hot 100 in page, and then we'll be back in just a moment to talk more about this Miss Northern Lakes teen and what it's like being in competition and scholarship competition. And also, I think we want to know, do we have a future Miss New Jersey or other competitions in store for Angelica? So we're going to find out all those things when we come back. Stay with us.
Thank you.
And we are live at Hot and Hunterdon with our Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen. And we're just talking a little bit and teasing Angelica to see what other contests or pageants she may have her eye set on. So clue us in here, Angelica.
Well, there are a lot of things I want to do this year. And depending on my schedule, I would love to do another competition. But however, I want to fly this year. I want to become a pilot. I want to do so many various things. I want to continue my music studies. So we will have to see how this year goes, but I would definitely love to do another one.
Well, that's encouraging.
One of the things that I always tell her is that if you say yes to one thing, you have to say no to others. So really think long and hard, you know, about your choices that you're making down the road, because you can't do it all.
You can't, and you do have to manage your opportunities as they come and make sure that you have time to do all the things that are necessary, and you have a lot of things going on. You are a sophomore?
I
know you're homeschooled, but...
Yes, I'm homeschooled. It's the whole homeschooling thing. I am technically a sophomore by age, but by grade, I'm a junior. So it's one of those confusing things, but that is how that works.
All right. So you do have a lot of things going on. That's such a busy time for young people. That age and a lot of decisions and choices that have to be made. And it's a long process sometimes deciding where colleges or universities or tech schools people want to go to. So a lot of opportunities to learn more. So tell us a little bit more about your competition that you had during our hiatus from talking to you. Was it what you expected, what you prepared for? I know you prepared a lot for it. You talked to us earlier in the broadcast about some of the things you did to prepare. But what did you think at the end of the day?
I was still in shock. I did not think I was going to make top three. That was something that was very humbling for me. I was still in bed with my mouth to the floor being like, wow, this just happened. And it was something that was very exciting to me. And throughout the day, you go through so many things, and you're so busy preparing for the next thing, whether it's preparing for your interview, then talent, then opening number. There's just so many different things. And so you get caught up in all of that, and then you're standing on stage, and they're announcing the awards, and it's like, whoa, I'm here. I've done this. I've worked hard for this, and I'm here with all these other talented girls. And it's something that it takes time for that to sink in, because you're so caught up with the busyness of the day that when you are called, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. And I was just so honored to be called up there.
Well, that is really, really exciting. And when you were here last, you brought in a poster and we were talking about your volunteer work, which is a large part of the pageant. And I just posted, I'm going to post this to our Hot and Hunterdon page, but there's another program that is similar to yours with the intergenerational idea. And this was a program that was in its third decade. So actually there's people on a waiting list. And what this is it's a daycare inside a nursing home. And this particular article I just shared was in Seattle. And it is so helpful because they have children and seniors, adults with art, music, and exercise. Why don't you bring us up to speed on your volunteer project that you talked about last time and tell us how that's going.
So actually what's interesting is that program you've just mentioned was something that I discovered when I wrote a research paper on intergenerational relationships. And I thought that was fascinating how they had those preschools built on the elder care facilities and the senior centers. And that was, I just thought that was a great opportunity for the seniors and the children to interact on a daily basis, because children bring so much joy. And so that was something that was fascinating to me that you just said that. That's very ironic. But other than that, Well, yes. Then there's the other pilot programs that I discovered how with the foster care kids, when they age out of the program, they have them transition into these elder care facilities so that they almost have like a ready-made family ready for them and that they can go and work and so that their transition into the real world is just much smoother. And then there's also in Virginia Tech program and Arizona State, they have their medical students actually eat and interact with the dementia patients so that they can better understand Alzheimer's and dementia.
Well, that is very interesting information. And I know that the state of New Jersey actually just hosted a transitional program for aging out youth from the foster care facility here in New Jersey. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that, but we do have to get our news break in and pay the bills around here. So stay with us. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second time in 1 year, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and Florida Republican Representative Ted Yoho tells Fox News he'd like to see a clear definition of what denuclearization looks like on both sides.
I think it'll build on the previous summit with the four pillars, you know, making better relationships, economic development, bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula, and then denuclearization, once we define that, and then returning the prisoner of war. Missing in action remains.
Florida lawmakers are giving more details on the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. At a news conference on Monday, Palm Beach State Attorney David Ehrenberg talks about the charges against Robert Kraft.
We are charging 25 individuals with soliciting another to commit prostitution.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
R. Kelly's attorney says the coordination of his bail payment is complicated, but he hopes to have his client released later on Monday. Kelly will be released after he pays 10% of the $1 million bond. His attorney also said that Kelly is pleading not guilty to 10 counts of aggravated sexual assault involving four victims, three of whom are minors. Americans are only saving 6% of their disposable income, the lowest level since the U.S. financial crisis of 2008. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
This is America Saves Week, as many people feel putting money aside is difficult. George Barani is director of America Saves.
By over 40% of Americans who cannot access $400 in case of an emergency without going into debt.
Those in higher income levels feel it too.
Even a quarter of those people earning over $100,000 a year feel they don't make enough to save on a regular basis.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Four tornadoes were reported in Mississippi with one person being killed. Tishomingo County, Mississippi Fire Coordinator Ricky Cummings says his area was hit hard over the weekend.
We got about nine houses with structural damage to them. One trailer that is destroyed had a tree through it. Most of the houses, shingles are off of them. We do have one house that the whole roof is gone.
Meanwhile, Tennessee has been dealing with flooding rain from that same storm. This Nashville resident says,
you can't control it. A fire you can put out, but water, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just going to keep coming.
The Motion Picture Association of America gave an upcoming movie about abortion an R rating, citing some disturbing images. But the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
we were hoping for it. I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent as young as 13. But they can't go see this movie without parental consent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're back in the studio talking with Angelica about her different volunteer programs and some pilot projects that she was researching and was able to find out about in regard to the platform of her volunteer work with the Generation Connection, fostering friendships between generations. So it is encouraging that there's other things that are going on. And were there any other programs that you saw, Angelica, that you want to share?
Well, actually, something that has just started at my Tewksbury Library, we started a program where the seniors can come in with their technical devices and any questions they have about technology, and they have high school students or even middle school students answer the questions and interact with them, which is something that I find that is very great and helpful for the seniors because technology can be confusing, and it's a great way for the young and the seniors to interact, which is something that I would love to see starting more in other libraries and things like that. Yes, in the program, it takes place 2 hours every single Friday.
It's funny that you should mention the Tewksbury Library because I recently was in the Tewksbury Library for the first time and learned about the program. And I know, especially like right after the holidays when some of the, I don't want to say senior anymore, I don't even know what the correct language is, but we'll just say a generation that isn't as
technologically advanced.
Perhaps. That's a good term for that. So they could come in with the things they got for the holidays, if it were, photo, live photo things, or perhaps, they received a new phone and they didn't have the contact information in, maybe don't have relatives that live locally. And here's just, a great way to bring things. And the communities in the library, what a great way to build an intergenerational relationship between people. And I know I was trying to change the key on one of my keyboards, and it's not as easy as you think. YouTube video everything nowadays. I was trying to do something over the weekend, and I went into YouTube. But it's nice to be able to bring something in the community. So really excited to know that you're involved with that. They're a very nice group at the Tewksbury Library and doing a lot of different programs, and they have a great fall festival. And I know they'd want us to give a plug because they are not funded enough to run the library through the library system, so they have to do a lot of fundraising and mm-hmm. doing donations. So the more people that know about the service and appreciate it, the better it can be.
And they call it the name of the program is Senior Teen. So that's exactly it. You're bringing the two generations together, and yet you're accomplishing a purpose. And, it's not a one-way street because the seniors have wisdom and they have life experience. And so even though the teens are educating them on how to use these devices, they're also gaining wisdom from a lot of these people that come in. So it's a well-rounded program. It really should be expanded in many libraries, and it is all volunteer.
Well, we're glad that Angelica is involved in that, and we can tell our audience more about the different intergenerational programs or teen volunteer opportunities, not only in Hunterdon County, but all over. And I know I wanted to just give another shout out for Heather. I know she couldn't join us today, but I know she puts a lot of time into the Miss New Jersey Outstanding Teen and the Miss Northern Lakes program to make sure that these opportunities where we can showcase some of the pageant recipients and learn more about the work they're doing in the community. I know she can really speak to that, and we appreciate that. And I think we wanted to know, perhaps you can, Angelica, maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the reasons why you would want to become involved in the competition.
Well, the first reason was the scholarship that I discovered, because it was something that I had a very strong misconception about. I thought that this was purely a beauty competition and nothing else. But then as I did my research, I found out that it is a scholarship pageant, and it's one of the largest ones for young women to earn the scholarship money. And then when I saw what was involved, 35% talent, 25% interview, I realized that this takes a well-rounded girl. And that was something that immediately attracted me to this. And then also, I just forgot what I was saying. Oh, yes. And then my platform, Generation Connection, this was something that I have been doing for almost 3 years now, going to senior centers and elder care facilities and engaging the residents. And I want to bring more awareness to this, because this is something that is not only impacting the state of New Jersey, but rather the whole nation. And I want to teach the young and demonstrate the young adolescents to go outside of their peer group and interact with these this older generation, because they have so much insight and wisdom that they can bestow on us and teach us things. And we can teach them things such as the technology nowadays. And so that is something that I want to bring light to. So between the two of these things, I knew that this competition would be right for me.
Thanks for sharing all that information. And I think that there is always a barrier sometimes, especially for women who are breaking out of the mold of things that have typically been associated with a girl thing or a beauty thing. And I think that there's a whole generation that wants to speak out against typical things that have been about beauty, and pageants, right or wrong, have always been associated with that. Even when there has been talent in the pageants, there's still a conception or a misconception about beauty pageants. So I think the more we can open up the conversation and discuss what is currently happening and what the current offerings are or competitions are, I think that that helps us to understand how you can be a feminist and be interested in appearance. And I think that we're redefining how these things evolve and how we react to them.
And there are a lot of systems out there, and a lot of them do focus on just the beauty or the gown. And this system, the Miss America organization, is very different in that way. And it's one of the few that has talent and must have a platform and must be volunteering. I mean, every week I'm sending in sheets of how she's volunteering.
Yeah, volunteering is something that's very important to the organization. Like, they want to make sure that you have as many hours, because to be an official organization and to be able to keep your competition going, you have to see the work that your girls have put in the volunteer time. So that is something that is very dear to the organization, and that's something a lot of people don't realize, all the volunteer work and hours that go into this. And it is something that I wish more people knew about, because there's a lot of competitions, like my mom said, out there that can do all the gowns and it can focus more on the beauty. But the Miss America organization is something that focuses on what's inside a girl, what she does in her community, what she, how she presents herself, how well-rounded is she. And that is something that amazes me every time, because I never thought that I could be able to speak on stage with a bunch of people watching me and to talk about something that I love so much. And that is something I wish more people definitely knew about.
And we have to take a commercial break right now, because we do have to pay the bills. It's very important for our sponsors, but we will certainly be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back with just a few minutes left with Miss Northern Lakes Outstanding Teen. And I know that you wanted to share a little bit of information about your book project, right?
Yes. I wrote a book named A Different Kind of Crown, and that was based on a real-life story. And it was about me and an elderly gentleman who I met, Mr. Tom, who became like an adopted grandfather to me. And it was our experience of how our friendship grew and how he became a father, a grandfather figure to me. And then one day he had a stroke and he was paralyzed on his left side. And through the years that he was put in the senior center, I went to visit him there and try to engage him and the rest of the residents that were there. So I wanted to read this to young children, encourage them to go outside of their peer group and to just even say a hello. That can make someone's day, but to really engage with them, it doesn't matter, because all they're looking for is just that interaction, whether it's reading, singing to them, just talking to them about even just your life. They're going to find that fascinating and interesting, and they're really going to want to get to know you, and that is something that I want the younger generation to really understand.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today and telling us a little bit more about your experiences and some of the things that you've been achieving. We wish you the best as you continue with either Miss Teen, Miss Northern Lakes and Miss Teen New Jersey.
Oh, thank you so much. This is something that I am excited to do, and I am able to represent my director, and to be able to continue with this platform. This is something that is near to my heart. So if I continue, I would love to just bring more light to this.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, as we finish up our Hot and Hunterdon broadcast today, I do want to point out that today is a very special day as we remember someone who took their life by suicide. And in law enforcement, this is a typically something that people don't associate with law enforcement. But for the third straight year in a row in 2018, The leading cause of death among police officers is suicide, and this is reported from a nonprofit group out of Massachusetts called Blue Help. And there were 159 officers that took their lives by suicide in the United States last year. And those are very low numbers because many times, because of the death certificate, things are not classified as suicide, so they may not be in that number. But to show you consistency, unfortunately, in 2017, 140 police officers committed suicide. And those are not all the first responders that committed suicide. In 2017, there were 103 firefighters that intentionally ended their lives. So just a sad day today, remembering someone in law enforcement that did commit suicide. And just a reminder, there's Cop to Cop in New Jersey, and that is a number you could call anytime, and that number is 1-866-COP, C-O-P, 2-COP. And so we wrap up our broadcast today at Hot and Hunterdon. So glad to have Angelica with us again and to celebrate her outstanding teen pageantry and to learn more, as always, about these different pageants and scholarship opportunities. We have another show coming up live. As always, we have 60 hours of live programming and some syndicated radio shows throughout the week. So I hope you check out everything that's available through the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins, and it may be empty. Oh, weightless, and maybe I'll find some peace tonight. In the arms of the angel, fly
with Tim Berg.
A woman who worked on President Trump's 2016 campaign alleges in a new lawsuit that he kissed her without her consent. Alva Johnson told the Washington Post that Trump grabbed her hand and leaned in to kiss her as he exited an RV outside of one of the rallies down in Tampa, Florida. Johnson says she turned her head as Trump leaned in and the alleged kiss landed on the side of her mouth. The White House calls the accusation absurd. President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and President Trump, before leaving, had a rather optimistic tone regarding the trip.
And we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking, and we're speaking aloud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is facing two misdemeanors for soliciting a prostitute and faces up to 1 year in prison and a fine. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions.
top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee, receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Vice President Mike Pence was speaking in Colombia, where he had a message for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido.
We are with you 100%. We stand with you in America, along with all the nations gathered here today. And we will keep standing with you until democracy and your libertad are restored.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says there's a lot more evidence to emerge in the case against Jussie Smollett. The actor has been charged with filing a false police report after allegedly staging a homophobic and racist attack. Johnson also tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The city of Chicago has its issues. The Chicago Police Department has its issues with racism and excessive force and all of that. And I'm acutely aware of that. Mm-hmm. But we didn't earn this particular incident. And I just refuse to let us have to take that shot if I have evidence to the contrary.
The actor has been charged with filing a false police.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The House will likely vote on a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois just got back from his National Guard duty on the border, and he says,
"Look, I support the emergency declaration because when I went out there, there's a lot of immigration issues. We saw a lot of groups coming across the border illegally. But we saw a lot of drugs. We saw a lot of human trafficking. I've seen it. By the way, I've done 3 prior border deployments, all under President Obama. Okay? So it was never controversial under President Obama. With President Trump, we went down there. One of my crews, 70 pounds of meth on their very first mission they pulled. I found a woman that was hunkered down in the desert that was abandoned by her coyotes, the drug cartel that would bring her over and abandon them at any sign of trouble."
Kinzinger also breaks a little bit of news.
I found out when I was leaving the border in Tucson that the governor of Wisconsin, and this is going to make news because he hasn't even announced it because I don't think he has the courage to do it because I don't think Wisconsin would support it. The governor of Wisconsin, I heard from the Tucson sector, has pulled all his guard troops now out of the Tucson sector. And I'm curious about something. I'm curious if the governor of Wisconsin ever bothered to go down and see what his men and women were doing in the border to support Border Patrol and to protect the Wisconsin community. Because when I was there, he never showed up. He never showed up, and he would have seen the drugs that we took off the street.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For